This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, November 28th. Well, the largest cruise ship in the history of cruise ships was delivered to Royal Caribbean as it recently got the keys to Icon of the Seas over at Meyer Turku Shipyard in Finland. Now, this event wrapped up the end of a 7-year planning and a 900-day construction process involving thousands of experts. The ship will now head to Cadiz, Spain for final preparations before its inaugural voyage. Icon of the Seas is over 250,000 gross registered tons and will carry 7,600 passengers at maximum capacity. And chalk it up to a dirty hull. Passengers on the P&O Pacific Adventure cruise ship, which left Sydney for a 13-day New Zealand cruise on November 20th, faced a little bit of an itinerary change when their ship was barred from docking due to a dirty hull violating New Zealand's strict biosecurity laws. These laws prevent things like mussels and barnacles on the bottom of the ships and kind of bringing these species into the harbor. With that said, the ship is unable to complete its scheduled stops, including Wellington and Fiordland National Park, and was redirected to Hobart, Tasmania. Initially, a 50% future cruise credit was offered, and the cruise line updated that compensation to a full refund and $300 onboard credit per person for the itinerary changes. And MSC Cruises is expanding its fleet with the addition of two more world-class ships set to launch in 2026 and 27. These ships will be built at France's Chantiers de l'Atlantique shipyard and will utilize LNG power. The design of the cruise ship will put a heavy focus on outdoor spaces and unique elements like a secret speakeasy on board. These two ships will join the MSC World Europa and the upcoming MSC World America. The company also has an option for a fifth vessel. And cruise line stocks were up on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 1.7%, 14.65%. Royal Caribbean up 2%, 106.40%. And Norwegian flat, 14.37%. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Tuesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.